Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's add God a mighty hand clap. We add him a mighty hand clap. Thank him indeed with all your heart. You as the spirit
base.
I am as the spirit. You
are
the inner man aim.
You
all your heart. You use all your mind.
All
your body parts as they thank God. And they are so happy in
it. Feel
the joy from within.
The joy from within.
Thank God the Father above.
He has
upheld us in his last days. You thank the Father above from the heavens. Feel all your body. All the heart is serious.
Heart
it is serious. The heart.
Feel
the heart say that. I want to see the mouth. And they saw the happy. That's not the best smile of the world.
You
smile that is of the Father. That is of the Father.
It's
of the Lord Jesus.
The
smile is for the Lord Jesus.
Hey.
Yes. That's of the Holy Spirit, the smile. As you smile, have a way you love in a special way. As you enjoy him, maybe enjoy
this,
the laughter which come your way. Thank you, Father. Works through all. In the passage,
yes,
he remains working. And he works in what? In all. Like what? Like the troubles. He passed through them to
work.
Even when they want to die, he
left
them to die
resting.
Even if he remained working, he remained working. Every situation he works. Yes. He passed through what? All question passed through him. That's what he wants.
He don't
want to
require
anything else.
Let
him glorify him alone. There's no problem, no poverty. There's no failure. He passed through it. He passed through it. I've told you.
He
remains working.
It's
to perceive him.
To
see him work. Yes.
Where
should blind your eye?
Where
should blind your ears?
If
you don't see him work, don't allow the enemy.
If
God is the one working.
That's
1 to 5.
Right,
and you don't see him.
Depression
takes you. He walks on the left.
And
you don't see him. You see, like Hezekiah,
you
prepare.
What
are your house going? You are moving away.
And
say no.
After
the Lord in this situation,
return
the wall.
Did
take
a look.
He said, now he works.
The
prophet of God has
come.
He brought the
bridge.
He works. Brethren,
and
those believe he works. In this situation, he is the thing about. Tell him I know. Whether cancer, there is a life.
What
to bring life. Yes.
It
was my beginning. What would be better hands? Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father of the heaven, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Whether the test,
that
you don't give what I cannot. Give me that I can.
Then
you are there, you see me.
And
overcome it. I've been found with me. Thank the Lord. You thank Jesus. You thank the Holy Spirit. Then I will be seeing you. Every situation I'll be seeing you. In every problem.
Open my
eyes. I see you something you're doing. Yes. He's remained doing what? Do you know that it works?
We
are going up to December
31st
and we worship him. We praise him for his joy,
his
strength. Who said every Saturday I'll come early at the 10th hour of the day. I've reached a praise the Lord.
We
should walk through it. And that too,
his joy, his
strength is going to lose. Even our hearts will lose. You prepare yourself.
Practice
of different tasks. We pray. As in Nehemiah. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. That God rejoices. For this joy is our strength.
He's
going to lose. He said, Satan lose at the beginning. Evil powers. Yes. At the beginning of the year. But those swift are not one who reads. He comes. At the end of the year, he loses. He loses. The holy power, the
Spirit.
We are going to praise him. And we dance for him. Dance. And we clip and we dance. And if you're there,
you
bring someone and they see you dance, you're trying to do a rehearsal of dancing. And after you clip, keep like the
masoga.
And the masoga, all type of dance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What
he
said in Nehemiah? His joy is what? We are going to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10.
Aonaba gambanti, mwedire yo, muriyama savo, munyuebi womerevo, muwerezo yo, emika watikeke kintu, kubango lunakuluno, lutukuvu kubanga olunaku lutukuvu eri mukama waffe sote muna kuwala kubanga essanyu lya mukama gemanyi gamwe
yes. Then he said unto them, you are not going to grieve. Whether it has been one situation, he said, he works in all. He passed through all. And all the suffering we do, we are going to take. And we thus ask for him. We are dancing, dancing. Every type of dance. We skip like a cult. Every type of dance dances. He does this one. If you are to do that well, and to Friday we are practice. And support those who practice. Have you understood well? You support them.
We practice on now.
All practice. Now Saturday.
Let's
move with the words.
To
above
where
he is. As we shall reach
him.
And he say. The children have come to hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you sure? Now these speakers are not enough. We need other speakers. This one. The full range. I want new ones. You do what it's up. As long as it's not something a sin. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. They did beyond their ability. But when they did that, and they were provided more by the Lord. Whether you get it from uncle, tell them,
are
going to praise the Lord. We need what?
We did
full range best that we play the dance and the music of God to December. Yes. If you see the understand, tell them we need to rejoice for the Lord. We are going to sing for him.
But
you tell them the verse say what?
Abakolise chokubiri esule yomunana nolunyiri olisoka.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1.
Era tubategeeza Uganda ekisacha katonda echawe bamukanisa za Makedoni.
Moreover brethren, we want you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia.
Olinyolo kubiri
verse 2.
Mukubona abona okwabageza ennyo esanyu lyabwe eryasukirira. N'obwavu bwabwe obwayinga obungi byasukkirira mu bugagga obw'obugabi bwabwe.
How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundancy of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality.
Olinyi olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Kubanga ntegeeza bo baagaba bokka nga bwe baayinza era n'okusinga obuyinza bwabwe.
For to their ability I bear record, yea, and beyond their ability, they were willing of themselves. Yes. They passed through trials. Poverty struck them. Sufferings. It's this year just as it's been. But they increased. And they gave beyond their ability. Go to lose to them. You pastor does not work.
That
is the strength of yours.
Work
beyond. No, that is never. Beyond. Have you ever been in a point you can no more?
And
you cannot not drunk yourself? You still can't lift the head? And you will force it to rise up. Some. They say, come help me, I sit.
And
all possible. They have to sit. Still help me stand. Step by step. They go where? They go to a hospital be healed. He said, you know what? Move me to
that. That is, you
cannot more. But that's all wisdom. Work beyond the ability.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If it's praising, worshipping in all songs, praise and worship songs, find praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do that all possible. If you feel you want to buy it for us, you reach, approach me. If you want to buy one,
they are
from 1 million to above. Yes. Buy it and praise the praise here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there, you're called, you're not
happy.
Okay, me let me clap and rejoice for that.
This
has got the pockets. But still, he say works in all. He's above all. He works in all. He passed through all. I prove he's going to do much. Okay, take your seat. Don't forget sharpen any type of holy dance. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All dance, all the joy.
Face
which look nice, begin to work on it. Yes. Prepare clothing special. Yes. The wedding is of praising the Lord. Praising and worshiping Him. Until He's rejoiced more. We to give us more power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They find you in
practice of rejoicing for the Lord. All through at home, they see you in that mode.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That then what is happening? Praising and worshiping God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Doing what? That is so true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So much gambe jo.
So in that word,
wait gikiri dada.
Prepare yourself.
Okusinga no mukama chi?
To meet the Lord your God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tugenda kuba tulaba obulungi bwe.
We're going to see His goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Waruwa bagamba.
They have also said,
tetugenda mukuitwa kwansi yonna
ekololo. Going in the worldwide kololo.
Why you get to gain and to
say we go, we go.
Gatu
gain.
But since he told us things of this year,
please.
We were waiting.
What to and to gain
there? He tells us go, still we shall go. But I know kololo has begun right from here. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. All the time, God is what? We don't take
long.
Let's proceed on with the third heaven. The third heaven, the realm above, the paradise of God, and the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The heaven spoken 2 Corinthians 12, verses 1 up to 4. The third heaven. The third heaven at creation. In the realm above.
musingani bulisuku lwa Katonda.
We have defined the paradise of God
nena mulundu ya Katonda
and the throne of God. And he's come moving with us.
Know
how we move from this planet Earth. Spoken in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. And we went to other 9 planets. Spoken in the 2 Kings. Chapter what? 23 verse 5. And move to the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven, where we find the moon, the sun, and the stars. And still there we find hell, known as the bottomless pit. Spoken in Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2. Right there there are principalities. Spoken Obadiah chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. And they built right in the stars. Then we passed them. Headed to the 4th created heaven. The last created heaven, which makes the rim below. The blue heaven you see. Spoken in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 8. And we move to the rim above. Because when he speaks, in John chapter 8, verse 23, he says, we come from the rim below, him is of the rim above. Right in the rim above,
what is the heavens?
There are 3 heavens. We first saw the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. When we saw many things there, spoken in the Hebrews 12, from verse 22 up to 23. And in the middle of this heaven, and in the middle of the city of God, there we find the cherubim. Above the heads of the cherubim, there is a firmament. Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1. Which is called the first heaven, the rim above.
Because
Genesis chapter 1 verse 8, the firmament he called it heaven. We
passed
through first created the heavens, the rim above, and we moved to the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the 4 living creatures. Store of spirits of creations, even different bodies in different seasons, even the mountains of brass, where there are all musical instruments and all voices of worship and the praise of God. It's called the heaven of praise. Spoken the Ezekiel chapter 1 and the verse 1, and Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 3 and to 6, and they show us 4 living creatures. In Zechariah chapter 6 in verse 1, and they show us the mountains of brass. Brass is
an
instrument which births all other instruments, which is above all of them. Mountains begot many hills, mountains and hills.
It's
the instruments and all voices, where
there
are all type of fragrance, the honey,
Knowledge of the word of God, the progress of understanding, the milk of the word flow in the mountains, in that heaven, it's known as the firmament, above the heads of the four living creatures. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 22-24.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Firmament
is called heaven. Firmament above heads of the four living creatures. According to Genesis 1 verse 8, that firmament is called heaven. That's above the heads of the four living creatures.
And
the second created heavens, the rim above. In there we saw many things. And the
ways
of creations are brought here on this earth. Right from the four living creatures. Indeed we saw. You too can look to a channels. Yes. The medias.
A focus of God media.
Of focus of God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pass through that heaven, the second heaven, the rim above. We have find four living creatures. We reach the third heaven. It's the third heaven in the rim above, where we find the paradise of God and the throne of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 and 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've come see many things. We've first proved that the paradise of God in the third heaven still is the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden. We studied me and you. We saw many things.
Read
some of the scriptures me and you enjoyed. It's Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. And in the paradise of God, in the midst of the garden of God, the garden of Eden, there is the tree of life. Then I looked, me and you, Revelation 2 verse 7, and in the paradise of God, in the middle of the paradise of God, indeed there is the tree of life, and of knowledge of good and evil. And we understood that indeed the paradise of God in the third heaven, it's the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden. And we know it's not on this earth. And we moved to prove, and we discovered that there are two cherubim with a flaming turning sword put the way to the tree of life that we saw in the third heaven. And we wanted to discover,
they'll be
put in the way of the tree of life. Where are they? Genesis chapter 3, 22 and to 24, mostly verse 24.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move to see those who have ever seen this cherubim,
Musa,
where this prophet Moses, they saw them in heaven. Yes. Hebrews 8 verse 5.
Musa
Moses told make copies of things in heavens. Indeed. And he made them in Exodus chapter 25 verse 16 and below. He made the cherubim. Prophet Ezekiel, he also saw them. Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 1. And above this cherubim, there is a firmament. That firmament, it's called heaven. The first created heaven in the rim above. And we saw how the clothed heaven, which enters the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures that you can pass through to reach the third heaven, where we find the paradise of God. We saw all that. We saw the turning swords. to guard the way, the flaming turning swords, to guard the way to the tree of life. But me and we've seen many things. The sword is held by the angel of death. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8. In this part of fire, it's held by the angel of hell to guard the lives of the sinners, never to go back to heaven. But together, spirits cast them in hell to take lives from them to outlive on the earth. Death does that. Taking them in the fire, spirits of the sinners. We saw many things. Teacher Jacob, you're here. We are not here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That brethren was there. Were they here?
Yariwo.
They were here. After we finished, we moved to see the four type of trees. The four type of trees. Those in the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. And we first saw the tree of life in the middle of the paradise. We didn't take long. Book in Genesis 2. In the verse 9, in Revelation 2 verse 7, understood that tree. He is God the Word, what we know as God the Son, Jesus Christ. Because in John 14 verse 6, He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Then
he told us the type of the tree. John 15. He is the true vine. The true vine. And we saw him. Many things there. And we went to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we were told
that
it's the tree of light of knowledge. Yes. Is the tree of the light of the word of God. Or we call it the tree of light. The word of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
We
read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 4, and verse 6. God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness.
It means
if it's a tree of knowledge and brings us the sun, good and evil, must be bringing light, which reveals all. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13 unto 14. And he said, everything revealed and manifests. Light is what manifests it.
And
he said, awake you sleeping, that Christ may light your way.
And
he knew he is that tree. Still spoken in John 15. And it's the tree of knowledge. Indeed, we studied much on that tree. And reached not the sin of wanting to become God. Genesis 3 verse 1 to 6.
Satan
tell us that when we eat, we shall be as God. And we move to know
the
type of fruits of a tree, of knowledge of good and evil. In Proverbs chapter 8, first, before we go there, he told us in Luke chapter 6, verse 44, that tree is known by its fruits. As we move to see, and the fruits, they are better than gold, the fine gold, and the choice silver, and in there is glory, riches and righteousness. That Proverbs 8 verses what? 18 and 19. As we saw one speak that, one who owns the first. Proverbs 8, verse 22, on 23. He was together with the Father. Right from the beginning. And him we understood him. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. John 1 verse 14. The Word clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son. Begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. And he tells us. All who wrong him, they fault their lives. All who hate him, they love death. We remember when they told us in Genesis, after explaining Proverbs 8, 35, on to 36, that all who's wrong him, they fall their lives. Those who hate him love death. Genesis chapter 2, 16 to 17, they refuse to touch and his fruits that we do not die.
And
understood him. And we saw many things on him. When we saw the head in saying that Christ the Jesus, the tree of life, of knowledge of good and evil, behind the seven lampstands, in the middle of the paradise of God, the third heaven. And we saw him.
Zenawe,
me and you. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 up to 18. And is behind the seven lampstands. We saw many things on him. We finished all his fruits. In Revelation 5. 11 to 13. We saw glory. Now today. Now time is up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today. We have to see type of fruits. The way we ate these fruits. And the way we died.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One was not here. Don't say, how did you move to reach here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
want to see the way we ate these fruits. The way we ate the fruits. And the way we died. When we lost the heavenly body. And we given the body of death. Yes. That's where we are going. The way we did what? The way we ate fruits of the tree of knowledge. And the way we died. When we lost the heavenly body. Given the body of death. It's a riddle which is right there. These are mysteries of the third heaven. He was not allowed man to speak of them except one taught by God, just as you today sat in the council of God's words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The way we ate fruits of the tree of knowledge. And the way we died, when we lost the heavenly body, we given the body of death.
When
the people ask, according to the type of fruits we saw, how can they be eaten?
In
those fruits, riches, honor, righteousness, wisdom, power. How do they eat that? You think, how were they eaten? Because in John 15 verse 1 he says like this. John chapter 15 in verse
1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Yes. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. But we understood this one. And he is the word of God. God the word. God the Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He is the tree of life. Still is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Spoken of in John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. The one who told us type of his fruits. In Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 18. And 19. And he says this. Proverbs chapter
8
verse
19.
Proverbs chapter
8 verse 18.
Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Verse 19.
Ebibala byange bisinga zabu obulungi. We wow, zabwe nunji. Namagoba gange, gachida feze nondi.
My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Yes.
Omuri de burunji.
Have you heard him well? His fruits are better than gold.
Zabu.
The fine gold and the choice silver, but fruits, durable riches, riches, righteousness. And when we read of him in Revelation 5, from verse 11, let us see. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11.
And
I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times. 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Verse 12.
Ngabogira neddobozi ddene nti asanide omwana gwendiga eyatibwa okuweebwa obuyinza n'obugagga n'amagezi n'amaanyi n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'omukisa.
Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Yes.
Now
when you look to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, up to verse 12, are we together? All the four living creatures, he had them. He had thousands of angels, and they say, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and the strength, and honor, and the glory, and all blessings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And read also verse 14. If you take them back, connect with Proverbs 8. Verse 18 and 19. The type of these fruits, you think, how are they eaten? The type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life, the word of God, God the word, and God the Son, Jesus Christ. Fruits of this type, durable riches, honor, righteousness, blessings. How do they eat blessings? Are we together? I don't want to delay, for we started that with you. Expect, how did we eat? You know, in the spiritual world, we don't eat with the mouth. We eat with the ears. In the science of the spiritual world, that's why in the heavens, we don't eat the food we eat on this earth, they hear much. And in the spiritual world, they say that the ears, they are for testing. Yes. How is that possible? Yes,
for testing.
For testing, we are in the Job 12. Science in the spiritual world. Now you hear that Eve picked and ate. We saw fruits in the spiritual world. Righteousness. Brethren, that eating, how was it? Because heaven said that she used the ears and she tested. Have you seen Job? Job chapter 12, verse 11. Job chapter 12, verse 11.
Okutu tekukema bigambo eranga matama bwegalega ku mmere yago.
Does not the ear test words and the mouth test its food? Yes.
But when
you are on this world, the mouth tests food. But the ears, how did they come to be testing? That is the spiritual world having that. This hitting was
hard.
That's why I refuse human speak of these things. Except they told by God how things were. As we were studying,
we started hearing.
The mouth, the tongue is testing. Full life. And you changed them?
Ear for testing.
Mouth for testing. The canes the teachers can beat you. The canes will be beaten.
Job 12:11.
Yobu esura kumina bili.
Does not the ear test words? And the mouth test its food.
How come? They test. Are both they eating the words?
These
are two tests.
We not test T.
We have
E-S-T.
Test E T E S T.
Test T E S T. Kakati eri yomwe ba test eri.
The spiritual is
T E S T.
The T E S T. The spiritual.
Aha. Okugeza.
Tests. Yes.
No. Naya bageza barega
ko. Tests. You test
and
see. Let me test, see whether I will become. The other tested to see if she takes over the honor and begins to fudge by faith by eating it. I don't want to waste your time. You can't pass in the last days. People flock on the mountain of the Lord, seeking for the
ones.
For there will be famine and fasting. It's not for eating food. Now this fasting, now let's we've moved from Job chapter 12 verse 11. Say the ears test. Even the mouth tastes. They are so different. But in the spiritual world, he tells in Amos, it will come to pass, there will be a fasting and a famine. It's not eating food. Needs to hear how it eats. They hear as they eat and they get satisfied. And this when they believed and the mind, the issue of becoming God, they began to eat riches, honor. And he goes, tells this to the man. It when he began to believe them, before they finished the process of eating of riches and honor, and they were transfigured. They saw themselves naked. You move to eat when you run away. Let's say you've been on the dining eating, just began eating, and the clothing are off. What do you do? What do you do? You stand up and run away.
Maybe
you can hold some veil, cover yourself. They
had
not reached far in eating. As they looked to themselves, they ran away. Imagine you've been eating. You sat on your chair. For some of you have no dining.
Dining
tables and chairs. You sit on the side as you've just tasted a little. And the clothing's off. Don't finish your eating. Just began to enjoy. You remain eating. Okay, let's read. We see
Amos, esule yomunana nolunyiriri olwekumi nolumu.
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
Laba enaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama Katonda, lwendiweereza enjala mu nsi eteri njala ya mmere newankubadde nyonte y'amazzi, naye enjala ey'okuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirsty for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. It's a famine come. Time strikes the ears. And the thirsty is striking the ears. Have you heard very well? But when you read in Job, chapter 12 verse 11, as ears taste words, are we together? And the mouth tastes food. In
this
spiritual world, they explain that ears have to taste. They have a way they eat. On the world they eat music and they are enjoying the music and it's sweet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now things were in the garden of God, in the third heaven, in the garden of Eden, in the third heaven, they are not physical. Not. When
he
explained Job chapter 12 verse 11, time they used ears to eat. But when he explained to you, Amos chapter 8 verse 11, they will come and send a famine on the earth, not of eating food and drinking water, but it's of hearing the words. And a famine has a way it struck you. Famine of hearing strikes the ears.
You know, even the heart is affected by it, and the spirit gets cold. Yes.
It
mostly affects the heart in the ears. When you go hear wrong things and you begin to murmur, what they have preached is nothing. You're
murmuring.
Except in the spirit of Lucifer. You are no more of God and you are a spirit which is wicked. Your ears itch you to hear things which are not right. Now the famine. You have said in the Amos.
Amos
8:11. It's of hearing. You have itching of ear and you feel pain of the heart. And the spirit you feel, there's no joy within you. When you dream eating, you wake up when you're hungry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when people are eating lies, ears itch them to hear those lies. This side the way they each
us,
you feel those preach to you the word of God, but the one of God hears the words of God. I don't want much to go there. Let's read in Timothy. We see
2 Timothy 4:3.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they draw to themselves teachers having itching ears. Yes. And they have itching ears. Now the spiritual famine begins right in the ears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Umatu.
In the ears.
Nerumo mutima.
And it affects the hearts.
Mutu, njagara kuhuri.
The ears are want to hear. And the heart you feel pain. That's why he ends up saying, come all do a fast here. I'm going to give you water. And he says, it's not water. The Holy Spirit. This time is the one you're going to drink.
You
say inside your rivers of living waters that you can get satisfied. The way of eating the spirit is not like the physical. We are in John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 37.
Neko lunaku lw'enkomerero, lwe lunaku olw'embaga. Yesu yayimirira nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti omuntu bw'alumwa ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38.
Akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga egy'amazzi amalamu giri kulukuta mu
He that believeth on me, as scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
39.
But this spoke he of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Wow.
Yes. Spiritual eating and drinking, they are different.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are very different. Most, when it reached to fruits of this type, in heaven they make fruit of the angels, they eat of all the other fruits, they can be touched even. A fruit like love. Yes.
They
are on the other trees. But when it reaches fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they are different, they are so glorious, and then you don't need to touch them. They need to believe. After they believed and they saw very well, and they saw in another way, and what they saw, just as we saw, that it was just like all other fruits around, and they picked to eat. But it wasn't that, it was that picking as you think. We began well telling you in Job chapter 12 verse 11 that they used ears to test on these fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Era.
And
nibolekera.
They moved ahead.
Ngabetulide eri mu Amos esuli omunana.
As if had in Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
Tuwabera wenjala ne nyu.
There is a famine and a thirsty.
Kurunonga siya kulya mbere na kunywa mazi.
Time is not eating food and drinking water.
Ya kulira chigambo cha Katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Obo kufuna moyo mutukufu.
Or to get the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga bwetu iseno muyokana.
But when we passed John,
esuleno eyomusamu.
This chapter 7.
Asatumusamu.
37.
Paka asatumuyena.
On to 39.
Tubona abantu mwenyonta bayino kujeri Yesu.
Although fasting, they had to come to Jesus.
Abawa amazzi amalamu.
Gives them the living waters.
Naicho yachogera ku moyo mtukufu yali agenda.
This spoke meaning the Holy Spirit was to give them.
Sikunywa.
Not to drink the usual water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just as we've tested,
that
people who depart from the Lord,
these ears, they
teach them to hear false lies. They eat the words,
but
they test with their ears, their hearts, that they get satisfied when they're once going to believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For in Romans chapter 10 verse 10 and verse 17, a person believes their heart to be given righteousness, the fruits of the man Christ, there is righteousness. When you believe, he gives you. I already passed. If it's a class, I've passed it there. I've answered all the questions. I've passed. When you believe, you're given righteousness. One of the fruits of the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil.
And
we saw it in the lampstands. And on the right hand,
there
is a spirit of wisdom, understanding and counsel. That is the tree of life on that side. The lamp stand on the left side, the three branches, where the spirit of might, of knowledge, out of come spirit, tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the spirit of fear of the Lord. That's where you appear the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But if you eat on the other side, of the fruits of righteousness, of the trees of life, you just believe, and he gives. On the side of these wild fruits, accessing them, you just rebel. In the time of rejection,
not
as now we inherit together with him. In the day they refused to eat of free knowledge of good and evil, they used the trick of rebelling against the commands, and they robbed them, began to eat of the honor. And the other saw wisdom has entered them. And they began to become. And he ran before her feet. She told the man that it works. If you disobey and believe what Satan said, you begin to be gods.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We remain to believe
that we are
Christ,
when we believe Christ, we inherit all with him. Now it's time to touch with their hands to eat. They received.
Now
they say they receive.
In
Bible say when they say they picked. They picked and they got. They picked. Bible said. What did they do there exactly?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tulifena.
Are we together?
Ulida kubarumi yenu.
Let's hear this Romans.
Abarumi esure yekomi. Inoru njiriri orwe komi.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 10.
Kubango omuntu akiriza na mutima okuwe wobutu ukirivu. Era yatulana kamwa okulokoka.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes. Believe with the heart to be given righteousness. When you believe, you get it. That's why the devils to believe. But they believed and they wanted on the fruits of honor and glory. They become gods. That's what they put in us. Don't first go there. We are still where? Romans chapter 10 verse 10. A person believes the hearts. Given fruits of righteousness, that of Christ, the true vine. But they have first heard the words. That's verse 17. Romans 10, verse 17. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, this one, clothed flesh, and we saw him as the Son. Is one you believe gives one of his fruits of righteousness. Righteousness is the fruit. You read it in the entire Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Unto God, we believe with our hearts to be given righteousness.
But
we confess with our mouths to be saved. Satan, after he confessed to pervert us, we too confessed perversion. Who made the other confess on Adam and Eve? Satan made Eve confess, deny God. Eve made Adam confess. For Genesis 3, Satan begins to update Eve. You believe this and this and that. You confess. God didn't say from the side of God, you're going to become as him. After Satan made Eve confess, Eve went to Adam. The issue is this: to become God. Do you believe that? You confess. I believe that Satan is Lord. He showed us the way.
So
when you want to be born again, you believe still with your heart as you hear the word Jesus, be given righteousness. You confess that Jesus is Lord. For last time you confessed,
And before you reach there, you first believed. Believing to oppose God. And
you,
it's the word of opposing God. And
you
robbed on his honors. Riches.
Satan
began to gather up all the riches to himself. And they filled him with riches. Ezekiel 28. Yes. You know, you see, to receive fruits of the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil, you believe after hearing the word of God and you're given riches in honor, after I've confessed Jesus is Lord and is my Savior,
say,
I deny you, Satan, for you had believed him in the garden. He too believes. There is a belief of demons, the devils. They believe oppose God to become God, take riches and his honors. Satan said, I'll be like him, the Most High. Man to begin that. He wished all riches and honors to himself. And he understood it. You know, in James, the devil's demons to believe. Now they meet Eve believe. And they meet her confess. They made her confess rebellion. And the world does not know why there are all those of confessing salvation. For there we confessed disobedience. In Adam and Eve, we believed in disobedience. We believed the sin and confessed opposition. Yes, we entered into rebellion.
Satan
made Adam confess. Let us read we here.
Yakobo esule yokubiri nolunyiriri olwekumi n'omwenda.
James chapter 2 verse 19.
Okirizanga Katonda aliyomu okola bulungi era ne ba Satani bakiriza ne bakankana.
You believe that there is one God. You do well. The demons also believe and tremble.
Hey.
Yes.
No, but it is.
Them to believe that there is one God. There is honors we want to take them. The durable riches. That's why they put in Eve.
So the Bible says
that the man is the first to be deceived. But the woman, she's one they first met to confess disobedience. Disobedience towards God.
Against
disobedience God. Against God. That's why we have to make people repeat to confess. You know, when we all were in Adam and Eve, the first man, we all come from him. We all did that. Satan made us believe to oppose God. He made us confess rebellion.
Hallelujah.
We have to believe
Katonda.
Again, believe God. One who comes to God has to believe is around. He's the rewarder to all who seek for him. I
didn't
want to go in that heading today.
Well,
in there are two headings. This is of this. It's the even the other. But issue of eating,
The way we ate fruits
of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Where there are durable riches and honor, righteousness and the rest.
And
we have an intention to become God. And there is even hatred evolved. And some of what we are there, cursing God. All upon you, let them be on us, we take them. You know, Satan began it immediately. He wanted to curse, and the blessing was far from him.
There
is no word death when there was no cursing.
This,
when they wanted to curse, death was right near them.
It
was not the first time they have cursed. Even in Revelation, they cursed the one who struck them with the torments. Now Satan, people don't know what happens. That we reached into hatred of God. And we hated him. We believed all the opposition. And we confessed to oppose him. We confessed disobedience. That's why he said that when you disobey, the sword will consume you. But without going in much, in the midst there was a great cursing of God. You are not worthy to be God.
Confession,
they have said you are worthy. All they are yours. We are in Psalms 109.
Zaburi ya suri ya chikumi momu inda, nolu nyiriri ole kumi na mukaga.
Psalms 109, verse 16.
Kubanga tayaju kila kusasira, na ina ayiganyo omuntu omwavu eyitaga. Noye yalina omutima ogumenyese okubata.
Because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yes.
Not
to show mercy, but only to kill. Who came to steal? Is one they speak of here. Psalms 109, verse 16. He wanted to kill. Fulfilled John 10, verse 10. Came to steal, to kill, and destroy.
You read
Psalms 109, verse 16. One they show here who never had mercy on the one who is in need. But to kill him, John 10:10 explains that he came to steal, to kill, and destroy. Who did he come to kill?
Adam,
Eve and all their offsprings. For he knew it. That in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. 16 to 17, he told him that the day you touch the tree, you will surely die. Yet him, he persuaded him until death happened on them. That sounds tell us what happened exactly. When you connect with Proverbs 8 verse 36, they love to sin against him and they wronged their own lives. They hated him. They loved death. A person when they hate. Now this Lucifer you see. Let us repeat that verse.
Zaburi ya suri ya chikumi momu inda, nolu nyiriri ole kumi na mukaga.
Psalms 109, verse 16.
Kubanga tayaju kila kusasira, na yina ayiganyo omuntu omwavu yitaga. Noye yalina omutima ogumenyese okubata.
Because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man,
that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yes. He loves to kill them, slay them. But that is John 10 verse 10. The thief does not come to do anything else. To kill, to steal, to kill and destroy. And when he moved to the, you know, they say the thief does not come. But to steal, to kill and destroy. How did he come? Genesis 3 in verse 1 and 2:6. He entered in the garden in the third heavens. He comes from the first. He was a cherub. Entered the first. You think he had come to do what? To steal these spirits of we all, passing through Adam and that after he kills. This becoming God, he was using us. He's one who wanted it.
And
God does, you will not die, but he knew it. We are going to die. They are going to strike us. Remember the whole secret hidden from him. Ezekiel 28 in verse 1 to 10, you say he was wiser than Daniel. There was no secret hidden from him. He knew it. I tell man they are going to strike them. They are going to kill them. And we all finished us like that. Let's move on with Psalms.
Zaburi ya sura eyechikumi mu mwenda nolu nyiriri olwe 19.
Psalms 109 verse 17.
Wewao, yayagala okukolima ne kutuuka jali. Sote yasanyukira kusaba mukisa ne gumuba wala.
As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. He didn't love any blessing. He didn't love to play for blessing. He wanted just to curse. And it consumed him. The difference between us and Satan on what happened to us in the garden. We died. He was cursed. We died, lost the heavenly body. And he remained in heaven, but his body was cursed. And the curse is filled in all his body.
For
where there is a curse, death too was there. One was given theirs, even the other got their portion. Satan filled him in the body, the curse. And we then said, take the heavenly body from him. Give him this one of death. Give them time on the earth that they align themselves. Satan was cast immediately. And he
chose.
He said, no, we have sinned both of us. How can you curse me alone? God said, fine. Let me curse the world. I give him a punishment also. Even the body of death, let me curse the world. Eat from the sweats. Yes. Those who were not there. Me too, I got the chance of the heavenly journey. Moving it in Bible itself. Explained what you see, what you reach on. They cast him immediately. The entire body of his, it got filled of a curse. And the fire consumed him, become a dust part of him. Black.
But what don't bring a good in nominal?
They gave us but it's of death as you see it.
Nature what the church is seeing of it come
with wild sickness, famine. We have the greatest sickness in this body of death. They don't treat it till we shall leave this world. You are on a dose morning or you are on breakfast. Lunch time. Evening in the night.
Where they
give you medicine of all other sickness. Either you meet, you get the dose in the morning, lunch, and in the night. 3 times a day. The same treatment. If you don't, you swallow 2 times a day. But if you swallow once a day, you take long to get healed. The sickness keeps coming back. Why he lived long in heaven?
He remains
with the heavenly body, but they had cast it.
It's
filled in all his morals. Listen the next verse.
Zaburi ya suri yechikumu omwenda noru nyiriri ole kuminomunana.
Psalms 109 verse 18.
Era ya yambalo kukulima nge chambalo che. Nekuyingira mundaye nga amazi. Era nga mafuta mumagumba ge.
As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it come into his body like water and like oil into his bonds.
Verse 19. Kubenga jali nge chambalo cha yambala. Era kubenga ngoru koba lwe. Ngoru koba lwe yesibe nakuzona.
Let it be unto him as the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he is guarded continually. Verse 20.
Eyo yempera yabalabe bange everi mukama. Naba abogero bubi kumeme yange.
Let this be the reward of my adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. That is God's word he was telling us. Right after attacked him, take over his lordship. He said, Father, do this to them. This one, fill him with the curse. Be a garment on him. This one gives the body of death. It's the garment to give the man. While in this we desire, we groan, clothe the other before we are unclothed. The other was clothed which we were clothed. That's what they say. Immediately they saw they are naked. You think they were not seeing before? They were transfigured. When the woman had eaten and she had begun
to
take off the honor and riches, she saw it's nice. In Genesis 3 and the verse 5 and 6, that she saw the tree.
She saw
the tree desirable and the fruits only to eat it and they make wise. And she picked to it. And she took to the man. She passed and updated the process as we told you before.
Kati.
Now, where the problem was that the calf and death they passed together according to Deuteronomy.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula eya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 15.
Laba, leero ntadde mu maaso go obulamu n'obulungi n'okufa n'obubi.
See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. The tree of life was there and of knowledge of good. Have you seen them here? And they are before him. He said, don't dare touch them until the time I will allow you.
For
in this time you are allowed. But he said that death is there with
if you
try, you will surely die. You know, death is an angel. Angel of death.
It
was on the side of this body of us which we have now. He made ingredients which can punish
it,
like famine and fast hunger.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
yabiteekaawo
namugaguno omuti ogwobulamuis the tree of life
okumanya
obulungi of knowledge of good and evil. He said, don't detach them.
Touch
them, there is evil and death on the sides.
You
will see how it is. Let's skip because of time. Verse
19.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse
19. Ngantadde maaso go obulamu n'okufa, omukisa n'okukolimirwa. Kale weeroboze obulamu olyoke obe ng'omulamu gwe n'ezzadde lyo.
I call heaven and earth as witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both of you and your descendants may live. Yes. Is that what you know now? Life has put
him
there. The tree of life, he never refuses to eat of it.
On
this side of the tree of life. No.
He refuses
of knowledge of good and evil.
He said,
their death and the curse is right there.
You
say, life, you keep eating of the other trees. You leave this other. You choose life. Eat of the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil.
And
the rest of the fruits, leave this one. You know that life and death move together. Life and the blessing, they move together. Death and the curse move together. Satan immediately was given the curse. We they handed us over to death. Angel of death in Revelation chapter 6. Yes. In verse
8.
I saw one sat on the yellow horse. His name is called death. When he said, I've put him there, he was right on the side. Yes. Let me wait till they touch it, you see me. That's why he's one of those on the way guarding to access that the turning sword for the angel of death. That Revelation 6, verse
8.
And are given power to kill with swords and famine. All are in the mixed ingredients of the body he made for us. And Adam said, woe to me with this body of death. He says, of the other they call death. It's not as it wasn't our body. That in the twinkle of an eye, they were transfigured. Satan has gotten his and cast the entire body. The man. He's closed the body of death. The heavenly body removed from him. Chase him from heavens, bring him
Satan
on his earth. Satan still has the heavenly body, but casts and is still in heaven. He lived there. The entire BC. Before the birth of Christ on the earth. But in heaven is there.
He chased
him at the beginning of AD.
When
second Adam came on this world to redeem us. Those have spoken. Come next Saturday. We see the way we died. As we remove from the heavenly body, given the body of death. And the way we get born again, restored the heavenly body. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Hallelujah. Yesu yebazibwe ab'oluganda. Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo yebazibwe.
Hallelujah.